wife, Mama, she's been in the hospital this week. She's got COPD, and Jane wasn't able to come. I got up this morning, and I've been being treated for the last year. Of course, it's been a lot longer than this, for what they call an anxiety disorder. And part of this disorder causes a lot of depression. And it sort of makes you to the point sometimes where you don't want to be around people. It's not that you've got a problem with people, you just don't want to be around them. I got up this morning, I told Jane, I said, I feel bad. I really do. And Jane, she's going to see her mama. She said, well, I'll call Brother Ken and tell him we're going down there. And so I was in my prayer closet praying, and the phone rung, and it was Jane. Jane said, Lee, Brother Ken wants you to call him. She said, I don't know where something's wrong or not. She said, I haven't texted him or anything. So I thought something might be wrong, so I called Brother Ken. Brother Ken said, Brother Lee, how you doing? I said, I'm hanging in there, and I believe that sort of caught him off guard. And he said, Brother Randy's not going to be there this morning. And he said, I'd like for you to fill in. And see, the whole time I was in my prayer closet this morning praying, the Lord was talking to me about getting up and going on. And I said, Lord, you know my heart. I said, you know where I'm at. I said, you know I'm tired. And I said, Lord, I said, you know, I'm praying now. My heart's with you. I said, I'm not quitting. I'm not running. And I was reminded of what the scripture said where Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, I want you to be a good soldier. I want you to endure hardship. This is part of your hardship, Lee. Get up and go on. The depression I have is not like you say, well, you got depression. I want to crawl in a hole and pull a rock on top of me and make the world go away. I'm sort of like a badger. I want to crawl in a hole and say, shh, let's be quiet. Leave me alone for just a little while, okay? Just let's be quiet. All week long, I'm surrounded by people at the store wanting things. And this all started when I was in service, and they had a sign that I had to wear sometimes when I was in service. And they make me wear one over at the store sometimes. It says, beware, does not play well with others. And so that's sort of the way I am. And if I have those spells and I crawl in a hole, I don't pull a rock on top of it and say, just let me die. I'm like a badger. I stay in that hole, and it's like it. And if there's a grizzly bear that comes up and packs on the hole, and I tell him, I said, now listen, I want no trouble with you. Go on, leave me alone. I said, because if you don't, I'm going to come out of this hole. I'm going to tear all the fur off your backside. And you can go to some of your friends and tell them what happened. But you see, the Lord knows what we need. And see, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not serving a fake God. I'm not serving something that may be there and it may not be there, but I am serving the living God. That's the same one that David talked about when he talked about, said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They talk about a rod and a staff because he's my shepherd. Because that hook on that staff says, wait a minute, little sheep. You're getting too far off to the side. Come on back over here with your master. Stay with your Lord. When Brother Ken called Brother Jane this morning, Sister Jane said, I knowed where I was at. God knowed I was in the prayer closet. He knowed where I was at, church. Listen, Brother Ken, he talked about the prodigal son. You see, I'm a little bit on the special side of the prodigal son. I couldn't go to the hog pen one time, Brother Ken. Learn my lesson. I had to go several times. Sometimes the hide's a little thicker on some of us than it is others. And it takes a while for the Lord to cut through that old thick hide and get down to the sore spot and go to working on you. Go to working on you where you finally look around and you say, you know what? It's time to leave this slop alone. It's time to leave this slop alone. They're the reason, brothers and sisters, I go to this church right here. This may be scattered a little bit this morning. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Another part of this old thing that I've got, my mind got where it don't work all that good. Now, wait a minute now before you go jumping and say, Brother Lee, I never have known your mind work all that good, no way. But let's listen now on this right here. It sort of scatters your mind. So this morning when Brother Ken called me, you know, I sort of took him off guard when I said, I'm hanging in there. And he sort of took me off guard and he said, I want you to stand this morning because there's been no study time. But God's Word said be ready at any time to give an answer. Either in church or either in this world to give an answer for what you believe in. What you believe in now. Jesus had talked to the people and he had explained to them that he was the bread of life. And boy, that just tore them up. That just tore them out of the frame. And the Bible says in John 6 and 66, it said, from that time, many of his disciples went back. Now, it said his disciples now went back and walked no more with him. Now, you know, sometimes we can't handle it. Evidently, they couldn't handle what Jesus had told them. So the Bible says they walked no more with him. Now, I'm going to tell you something, church. Now, listen, Nicole, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't believe in beating around the bush. I don't believe in sugarcoating nothing. My first sergeant in the military told me this. He said, Wisner, you have no tact or diplomacy. He said, whatever is in your mind is what comes out. I said, if it's truth, I said, why should it be any other way? Why should you have to sugarcoat something to please somebody? Now, what I say may not be true. A lot of times what I say is my opinion, and that's not worth spit. It's not worth spit. That's just my opinion. That's just my thoughts. And I've got to the point where I tell people that. I said, what I'm going to tell you is my straight opinion. I tell Carl that all the time at work. I said, what I'm going to tell you is just my opinion. Don't mean nothing. I'm just telling you what I see. Let's try to work together and think this thing out if we can. But that's not the way it is with Jesus and his words. And from that time, they walk with him no more. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And this is the reason I go to this church. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The words of truth. And that's the reason I go to this church. Whether it's the Sunday school time, the singing time, or the preaching time, that's what you're going to get here, are the words of eternal life. And at the end, that's what it's going to take. Ain't nothing else. Nothing, my opinion, is not going to stand in this world. But this word right here will never cease. Never cease. It's going to stand the test of time. And the people that mock and make fun of this word will see one day, because the Bible says every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. You know, when we get home, church, I've heard people talking about this. Said, I'm going to run the streets of gold. I'm going to shout streets of gold. But I'm going to tell you something. If you slow down long enough just to think of what we are and what he's done for us. Not just in dying on an old rugged cross, because he shed his life's blood for us. Not just in the fact of dying on that old rugged cross and giving his life and making a way that we might be saved and not have to go to the devil's hell, because of what we are. because of what we are. Not just because of that, but because of His faithfulness. That even after He saved us, He has never left us nor forsaken us, but He's been with us every step of the way. You know what? I'm thankful for the faith that I have in Him. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now this podium right here, I don't have to worry about this thing. You see, I know it's right there. Right there it is. I can see it. I can feel it. But I have to have faith in my God. I have to have faith in my Savior Jesus. Because I haven't seen Him with these old eyes of mine like this podium. I haven't felt Him with my hand like I would that, like that right there. But I think again about old Thomas and what Thomas told the disciples when Jesus appeared to him. He said, lest I see Him, lest I feel of those nail prints in His hands, lest I thrust my hand into His side, I shall not believe. But the Bible says when Jesus appeared to him again, and Thomas was with him, he said, come here, Thomas. Come here, old boy. He said, I want you to do something. I want you to feel of these right here. Look, Thomas, you see these nail holes. Pulled that back and he said, look at my side, Thomas, where they pierced me, but I do not read. Nowhere in the scripture where Thomas fell to that. I know where he put his hand in his side, but the Bible said, he simply said, my God, my God. He knew who He was. I know who He is. I don't have a hope that is a dead hope, but I have a lively hope in Him. Though I have not felt Him with my hands, I feel Him in my soul. I'm going to tell you something, church. People don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about Jesus. They don't want to talk about salvation. Because if you try to be a witness to them, they'll cut you off. Oh, the day over there at work, there's a person said, I've been reading in a book. It says this, it said, as a point of death, everybody, now, I'm telling you what I was told, according to a book. Now, you got to remember again, this is man's writing, I'm just telling you. I didn't write it. It said, at the point of death, everybody loses 21 grams. And they said, now, what is that? Before I had a chance to even think, I said, it's soul. They looked at me and it just like somebody had frozen. My eyes about that big because they had scared them when I said so. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now for that's for those who know Jesus. Well, if it's something going to be absent from the body, what is it? It's got to be so. It's got to be so. Here man is talking about an unknown and don't even realize that he's confirming the Word of God. To be absent from the body is going to be one of two things. It's for those who are saved to be with the Lord, for those who are lost. As a rich man with Lazarus, he opened his eyes in hell. You go in one way or the other, church, you decide which is going to be. I love God's Word. If you'll bear with me for just a little while, turn over to the book of Philippians. Chapter 2. I believe I rushed in this morning. I may have dropped Philippians out of my Bible. Chapter 2. I want to talk just a little while about the church. Something very precious to me in God's Word. See, we talk about the Bible. We think about God and we think about Jesus. But this Bible is sewn through from the cover to the back with love. It is written in love. It is signed in the blood of Jesus. I don't know why they put Jesus' words in red, but it should have been for the blood that He shed on an old rugged cross for a full world of wretched sinners. As John the Baptist saw Him coming, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He'd say when Jesus hung on the cross, the sins of the world were forgiven. They were done. Because the Bible says that salvation is a free gift. It's a free gift. It's done, been taken care of. Sins are forgiven. All we have to do, all man has to do, is come to Jesus and say, I believe that You are the blessed Son of God, that You were born in the flesh. You walked among men. You came not to do Your will, but the will of Him that sent You, to preach the gospel, to save that which was lost, to heal the sick, to open the blinded eyes, to hang on an old rugged cross, and be the salvation for the world. But then there comes the church. And that is us, brothers and sisters. Paul writing here to the church at Philippi in chapter 2. He said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. You listen to what the Scripture says. Paul said, if there be, therefore, he said, could these things be possible? Is there any consolation in Christ? Do you find consolement in Christ? Yes. Is there any comfort in His love? Is there any fellowship of the Spirit? If any bowels, any mercies, do you find mercy in your Heavenly Father? Do you find mercy in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? You listen to what the Scripture's saying here. Because Paul was asking him a question. How are you going to answer this question? Are these things true that Paul was asking the church? Are they true? Do you find them? Do you know them for a fact? He said, if you find these things to be true, if you know these things to be true, He said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now, church, I want you to listen to me, because this is something that's very precious to me. You see, I grew up in Church of God. Then when I graduated from school, I started going to a Baptist church. There's differences. Same Savior, same Lord. I don't get hung up in a lot of denominations. I want to go by what God's Word said, and I believe that Baptist is the closest thing to God's Word. Because, see, growing up like I did in Church of God, I had a problem. And that problem was called laziness. See, I didn't pick my Bible up and read it. It was a preacher's job to teach me the Word of God when He preached. It was a Sunday school teacher's job to teach me. I was lazy. But see, when I started going to a Baptist church and they started preaching eternal salvation, that began to bother me and stuff because I hadn't been taught that. We need to have a little more understanding when we're talking to people that don't know anything about the Bible because they're ignorant. Now, when I say they're ignorant, don't leave ourselves out. How smart are we? How smart are we? Where do we stand at the foot of the cross? When I talked about getting home and running the streets of gold and all that, see, I'm not going to do no running. I'm going to have to lay down. I'm going to have to put my head on the ground and say, Lord, I'm unworthy. Said, You're worthy of all the praise and all the honor and glory, but I'm unworthy.
to be here because I know, church, what I am. I know that I'm a failure and I know that I'm a wretch. And I know what Paul said when he said, I know that in me, that is according to my flesh, there dwells no good thing. I know what his word said. I know where I stand and I know what I am. So I'm not going to tear out running into heaven. I'm going to have to lay down before the one that saved me. Before the one that shed his blood for me. Paul said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. Now listen, having the same love. The love of Jesus. Having the same love. One for another. That Jesus had. You see, the Bible says that I'm in an army. And like I told you this morning, the Lord reminded me. You're going to have to endure hardship as a good soldier. But he don't tell me like the old drill sergeant did when I was in basic training. Get your tail up and get to moving. I won't ask you again. And there was a lot of other words that I wouldn't want to repeat in that. But this is the way the Lord talks to us. He said, come on, child. Get up. Get up. I said, come on. And that's where we ought to be with one another. That's where we ought to be with one another. I said, come on, brother. Come on, sister. I know the road's rough. I know you've been kicked. I know you've been slapped. I know you've been knocked down, but come on, brother and sister. Let's get up. Let's keep on going for the glory of the Lord. You see, this morning the Lord opened the door for me with Brother Ken. Don't tell me the Lord wasn't talking to Brother Ken. Don't tell me the Lord wasn't talking to me. This one in the world says, I can't see him. And because I can't see him, I don't believe it. Or like they said a long time ago when they started fixing the bumper stickers back in the 60s, God is dead. My God's not dead. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still in charge of all. Listen to what the Bible says to the church. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. He said, don't let nothing be done through strife or trouble, should not be so much as named in the church. If a church wants to put down blue carpet, that's all right. It ain't going to make no difference with me. Let it go. Let it go. If I'm going to do anything that the church is going to have to decide in, let me do the thing that the Lord told me to do, and that's to pray. To pray that the leadership of the church would have the guidance from on high, not within themselves, but from on high. Listen to what he says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, or to seek glory for yourself. To set yourself up somewhere in the church, because what are we? We are nothing but dust from the earth. What are we? We are nothing. We are nothing. Nothing but saved by His precious grace and love and by the blood of our Savior. Said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But listen now. Listen to what it says. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. You know what that said? He said, look at your brothers and sisters. Think more of them than you do your own self. Think more of them than you do your own self. I'm going to tell you what. I want you to listen to me. There's not nobody sitting in here this morning. There's not nobody that's going to come in during the preaching hour this morning. Nobody. That is better than another person. Nor nobody's going to come in that doesn't have this thing called sin in this old flesh. Now I want you to remember this, because there's nobody sitting in here under the sound of my voice that cannot be tempted by the devil and cannot be caused to stumble because of this old flesh. The Bible says in the big book of Hebrews, if God help me to remember, He said, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every, now listen to what the Bible says, every weight, because we're talking about a race here, and a of somebody who runs a race don't need any more hanging on them than they can stand. So let us lay aside every weight. Now there's weights in our lives. There are weights. But now listen to what it says. And I believe that the Word of God is written perfect without any flaws. I don't believe there's anything out of place. I don't believe there's a misplaced word nowhere. It said every weight and what? The sin. It did not say sins. It said the sin. Now I do not believe the devil knows what your weakness is. But I believe that he can find it out if you let him. My heart's desire as a young man was to serve the Lord. But you know what happened to me? I let the devil find out what my weakness was. And that was the sin. What it says that doth so easily. It didn't say hard. It said doth so easily beset us. Listen to what the Scripture says. There is a sin, I believe, in every one of our lives. Not just one, but a multitude of sins. But there is the sin in your life that gives you fits. Because the devil's not going to bother you with something that's not going to give you any trouble. What in the world kind of thing would he be? Do you think the devil is a faker or a plaything? He is real and he knows once he finds your weakness. He said, I got you by the shorts now. And that's what he's going to tempt you with. That's what you're going to struggle with. But the Bible gives us a way on. It said, let us cast aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And then he gives us a remedy for it. He said, looking unto the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. He started the race and he will finish it. Keep that in mind with what he said here in the Scriptures. He said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of otherness. Now listen to what it said. It said, in lowliness of mind, it also said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, church, I want to tell you something. Every one of us is subject to fall. Flat on our face. We are subject to sin. We are subject to do wrong. The tempter, he's not like us. Just like me this morning when the badger wanted to crawl in his hole and not come to church. Listen to what I'm telling you. When I didn't want to come. When I didn't want to do my part. When I didn't want to do what I was supposed to do. The devil's not like that. The devil's on the charge all the time. He don't ever stop. He don't ever slow down. He don't ever fake. He don't ever quit. He's on the charge all the time. He's subject to make you fall. And if you sit in the church house and you talk about somebody, or you condemn somebody, or you want to punish them because all of a sudden you become a judge. And I want to remind you what the Bible said in the book of James about judgment. He said, I will show no mercy who hath shown no mercy. He said, I'll have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy. You better remember that. Because you may look at somebody else and say they need judgment, but I mean mercy. And what kind of faker and what kind of liar are you? You better remember who you are. And what you are, and where you stand at the cross, and keep in remembrance what the Scripture said. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Praise and honor be to him. And keep in mind what the Scripture said. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. God bless you.